Today's shiur, Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Gimel. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. The Gemara on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, the second line from the top, opens up with a Dibur HaMaschil from the Mishnah, Dinei Momonos Machzirin Bein Lizchus Bein Lechoiva. That in cases of Dinei Momonos, if the need be, a verdict can be reversed, whether the reversal is for the benefit of the party or for his loss. The topic heading that we offer on the outside margin of this Gemara, Nosei, Yishuv Stira, we're going to attempt to resolve a contradiction, Be'inyan Tol, regarding the case or in the topic of a case where a mistake was made, Tol Bedin, Haim Machzirin, Oy Masha'asa Asui. Do we say that the verdict can be reversed, or do we say that that which was ruled sticks? According to our Mishnah, we've dashed, underlined the key word, machzirin, that verdicts can be reversed. The Gemara now asks a kasha from another Tanaic source, a Mishnah that appears in different places, Maseches, a Mishnah from Maseches Bechoros, Don Esadin, Zika Esachayev, Chiev Esazakai. A case was ruled upon, and an error arose. In other words, there was exempted was the guilty party, or found guilty was the innocent, time esator, tihir esatome, or in cases of issues of purity, so there was a ruling of impure regarding that which really is pure, or the opposite, ma she'osa osui v'yishalem mibeso. This source says that which was ruled sticks, and we've dashed underline that, ma she'osa osui, as opposed to machzirin. And the dayan, the judge who ruled incorrectly, must pay out of his pocket. In order to resolve this, we have several approaches. The outside margin features a mivneh, meaning a structural note. We feature the diamond, which represents here a series of three gishot, three approaches, liyashev hastira. Omar Rav Yosef, loy kashya, kan b'mumche, kan b'she'eno mumche. The Mishnah that says machzirin, that is a case of an expert. The source that says ma she'osa asui, and he pays from out of pocket, is b'she'eino mumche. Rashi, the third line from the top, says b'mumche yesh boi koyach lachzor v'lo motzi l'meimar le'baldin ano kitamo kamo didoch avdino. He has the strength, because of his expertise, he has legal strength to reverse from the original ruling and prefer the second ruling, and the defendant cannot say, I prefer your first ruling. Avo b'sheino mumche, motzi omale, the defendant can say, if you're dealing with a non-expert judge, mi yemar detaimo basra didoch iker, who says that the main ruling should be like your second ruling, dilmo kamo iker, maybe your first ruling is of main importance. Ubehai hu de toisin, it's in the second ruling that you are making the mistake. Continuing in the Gemara, uve mumche machzirin, and if you're dealing with an expert, is that true that we can reverse original verdicts? V'hokotoni im hoyo mumche lebeistin poter milashalim. If you're dealing with an expert, the case sticks, the verdict sticks, the mistaken verdict sticks, and the judge, since he's an expert, is exempt from paying. So you see from here that we don't reverse the verdict. It sticks, even though it may be mistaken. And his expertise gives a license to say that he doesn't have to offer compensation. Omar Rav Nachman, Kan Shiesh Godo Heimenu Bechochma Uveminyan. Kan She'ein Godol Heimenu Bechochma Uveminyan. The situation that says Machzirin, that is because there is a court of greater level, of higher level, Godol Heimenu Bechochma Uveminyan, in wisdom and in size. And that greater Beis Din can reverse and void the original ruling. And that's why you see the term in our Mishnah, Machzirin. The other source that featured expertise was a case where there was no greater legal authority in that area. And therefore there was no authority to undo the previous ruling. But since they were the greatest authority, and of course they were expert, they are exempt from paying. According to Rav Nachman, it would come out that the third source that we saw featured here, that said, Masha also Yvishalami Beso, that would be a case of a Beis Din She'enum Mumchin. Rav Sheshes Omar, continuing in the Gemara, to resolve our Mishnah with the source that we saw above, Kan Shito'o B'dvar Mishnah, Kan Shito'o B'shikul Hadas. The first Kan that says, that refers to the case of our Mishnah, that says Machzirin, that's because the mistake was a mistake concerning a very obvious or blatant point. A point that's referred to as Dvar Mishnah. Simply translated, would mean a point of law that's found in Mishnayos. Rashi says, Shita'usu motsui b'dvar ha-mishnah ein dino din legamri v'chozer. Since it's a mistake that concerns information found in a Mishnah, the ruling is of no value. Hence, it's reversed. The first ruling not being considered of any legal value. However, the other source that says Masha'asa Osui, Kan Shito B'shikul Hadas, where the mistake concerned a matter of judgment. What do we mean by a matter of judgment? Let's continue in the Gemara and see. The Omer of Sheshes, Omer of Asi, To'o B'dvar Mishnah, Chozer. Ta'a b'shikul hadas, eino chozer. A mistake concerning information found in a Mishnah, where the ruling was against that which is found in a Mishnah, that's chozer, that's undone. However, something that's a tos in shikul hadas, that sticks. Omer le Rav Hamnuna le Rav Sheshes. When you say ta'a b'dvar Mishnah is reversed, now we see in the Gemara a series of questions with immediate answers, and those are represented by the triangles. The essence of these questions is featured on the outside margin. These are three she'elos minechshav kidvar mishnah. What is considered a devar mishnah? In our original presentation of the Gemara, we said on the simple level it means information found in Mishnayos. However, we'll see that it goes beyond that. So Rav Hamluna asks Rav Sheshes, when you say Ta b'dvar Mishnah is chozer afil Ta b'Rav Chiya v'Rav Hoshaya, does that mean if the court rules mistakenly contrary to information that Rav Chiya and Rav Hoshaya record? Let it be known that Rav Chiya and Rav Hoshaya, Rashi points this out, are the authors of later Tanaic literature known as Brisos, And so let us say a court makes a mistake concerning information that Rav Chiya and Rav Oshia recorded in their brises. Is that considered a mistake, b'dvar Mishnah, that would be grounds for undoing their verdict? Yes, that's considered a serious mistake, whereby their verdict holds no water. Question: Afilu b'derav u'Shmuel? Let us say the court rules contrary to teachings of Rav and Shmuel. Does that also constitute Devar Mishnah? Amalei in yes. Afilu, he asks, b'didi v'didoch. Rav Hamuna asks, what would happen if a court issues a ruling against one of our teachings, namely Rav Hamuna and Rav Sheshes? Amalei, so Rav Sheshes answers, Otu anan katli koni v'agmu anan. Are we a bunch of reed cutters? No, we're also significant individuals, and our teachings are of legally binding nature, and hence a court that rules against our teachings also would be considered a non-ruling. Hechi domi shikul hadas. We saw above the expression of a tos b'shikul hadas. What does that mean? Omar Rav Papa, we have an answer that lasts several lines, and the length of this answer is indicated by the long teretz marking, the tuf that's encircled with a vertical dashed line to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. So Rav Papa answers, Omar Rav Papa, kegoin trei tanoi o trei amoroi de pligi adodi. A given topic that's the subject of either Tanaic controversy or Amoraic controversy, velo itmar hilchasolo kemar velo kemar, the controversy remains without an expressed ruling, the ikri v'avad kechad minayu, the sugya de'almo azli ke'idoch. And it turns out that the court ruled like one of the opinions, but it's the other opinion that the world follows. Hainu shikul hadas. That's what's meant by the expression of shikul hadas, namely a ruling which is of follows the non-popularly accepted opinion. You'll notice in the markings, in the punctuation, we've inserted a semicolon. We see now Eisvei is, of course, a question. However, it's not a question on the immediately aforementioned information. Therefore, the semicolon serves to create a sense of a pause in the logical flow. And we've also indicated that this is going to be a question on Rav Sheshes who explained Ta Bidvar Mishnah Choser. We saw in the diamond expression above, when attempting to explain the Mishnah that says Machzirin, Rav Sheshes said that's a case where it's a Ta Bidvar Mishnah. Namely, a mistake concerning information that's found in a Mishnah, or as we saw subsequently, very significant rulings that are contrary to very significant teachings. That's called a Dvar Mishnah, and that's Choser. We're now going to raise a question on that whole approach. You'll notice a long question marking, as indicated by the marking to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text. What we will see over here is a situation where there's a tos b'dvar Mishnah, and yet we do not see the approach taken that to b'dvar Mishnah is choser. Eisvei Rav Hamnuna l'Rav Sheshes. Maisa b'pora shenitlo ha'em shela was an incident where there was a cow that was slaughtered. And it's a cow whose aim shelah, the uterus of the cow, was removed. Ve'echila Rabbi Tarfon leklovim, and Rabbi Tarfon fed this meat to the dogs. Namely, Rabbi Tarfon viewed this cow, or ruled that this cow, being that it lacked a uterus, a womb, is considered a trefa. And this case came in front of the Chachomim in Yavne, and they ruled contrary to Rabbi Tarfon and said that it's still kosher. Even though it's missing this particular organ, that does not render it a trefa and hence forbidden. this gentleman, Todos, who was expert in matters of medicine, he said, Ein pora v'chazira yoytzes me'alexandra shel Mitzrayim. These kind of animals, cows and pigs, are not exported from Alexandria in Mitzrayim. Elim kein choytlin ha'em shelo kedei shelo teleid. Unless the uterus of those animals was removed. In other words, it was a matter of course that these exported animals had their uteruses removed. They wanted to maintain a monopoly on those animals, hence they made sure that anything that left their area could not reproduce. But nevertheless, these animals, the exported animals, considered very fine creatures, were certainly not trefa. They, as Rashi says, they continued to live a long time. Amar Rabbi Tarfon, upon hearing this, Rabbi Tarfon, realizing that his ruling was in error, he took the cow and fed it to the dogs. Rabbi Tarfon says, Holcho chamorcho Tarfon. He said on himself, he said, it looks like that I'm going to lose my donkey. Rashi says that I'm going to have to sell my donkey to compensate the owner of the cow, which I fed to the dogs. Omar lo, Rabbi Akiva, poturata. Rabbi Akiva consoled Rabbi Tarfon and says, "Don't worry, you're exempt from offering compensation." Shekol hamumche lerabim potur milushalim. He who is a legal expert, in the event that he makes a mistake, he is exempt from having to compensate. Ve'im isa, if it were so that ta bedvar mishnah is choser, that a mistake in matters found in mishnayis, that such mistakes are reversed, and let it be pointed out, as Rashi does, that the issue of uterus removal is a mishnah in Maseches Chulin, where it says nitlo ha'im shelo kshera. Rabbi Tarfon's ruling was contrary to that mishnah. Now, if it were so, like Rav Sheshes said, that Tov B'dvar Mishnah is Choser, Leim Olei, let Rabbi Akiva have said to Rabbi Tarfon, Tov B'dvar Mishnah Atov, V'Tov B'dvar Mishnah Choser, that you made a mistake concerning something found in a Mishnah, and such rulings are reversed. And since such rulings are reversed, that's reason for your not having to pay, because your ruling is simply a non-ruling. So the Gemara says, Chada v'oid ko'amar. In fact, like Rav Sheshes, a Tobit Var Mishnah is Choser. As far as Rabbi Akiva is concerned, he responded with 2 points. Chada de Tobit Var Mishnah to, for the Tobit Var Mishnah Choser. First of all, you are mistaken in a matter found in a Mishnah, and such a ruling is simply reversed. And even if your mistake was a matter of shikul hadas, this term was defined above in the Gemara, mumche l'rabim atah v'chola mumche l'rabim potim milashalim. Nevertheless, you're considered a legal expert, and as such, people who are mumche l'rabim, legally expert individuals, are exempt from compensating. We now encounter a bracketed section of Gemara. The positioning of these brackets, the contents of the brackets, and why we've marked the Gemara thusly, is featured by an explanation found in the margin. Notice where the asterisk is, in the outside margin. You see, Teichen Hasograyim, the content of this bracketed section, which, by the way, its length is indicated by the length marker, a dashed, dotted line found to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. All of these lines you can see are in brackets. The content of these, we explain, Bo lahazbir lama Rav Hamnuna hiksha mipora. Why did Rav Hamnuna ask on Rav Sheshes from the case of the cow? Me achas shehamaisa shorbi tarfon ein bo afilu efsharut shel chazora. There isn't even a possibility of having it returned. Let's go over this point. Rav Sheshes said that Toya B'Dvar Mishnah is Choser, a mistake of a Dvar Mishnah, the item is returned. Why is it that Rav Hamnuna is asking on Rav Sheshes from a situation where there was nothing to return in the first place? Acharei hasugrayim yesh tshuva shlishis liyashiv astir shoyesu b'roisha amud. After the bracketed section, you'll notice another diamond that represents a third resolution to the contradiction that was raised on the upper part of the page. The contradiction, namely, our Mishnah said that in Dine Momenas Machzirin, that the rulings in cases of financial matters can be reversed, and then we saw a subsequent source which indicated Masha Osa Osui, that the mistaken ruling sticks and is not reversed. In other words, that issue, that contradiction, will be resolved by Rav Chisda after the bracketed section. Let us now turn to the bracketed section itself, which focuses on a detailed question, as we mentioned before. Why is it that Rav Hamnuna, when raising a question on Rav Sheshes, raised it from a case involving Rabbi Tarfon having fed the cow to the dogs, whereby there wasn't anything to return? Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak l'Rava, my komoisiv Rav Hamnuna l'Rav Sheshes mi Pora. What is it that Rav Hamnuna finds in the case of Pora that makes him ask a question on Rav Sheshes? Before we go on, let's just expound on the problem over here. Notice the note we have featured by the double asterisk on the inside margin. Ulai b'derech klal, it might be that in general, ta b'dvar mishnah chozer. Just like Rav Sheshes says, that in general, a mistake concerning information, a ruling against information found in a mishnah, is reversed. V'rak shom b'Rabbi Tarfon, only in the case involving Rabbi Tarfon, lo nishar ma'al ha'chzir, there is simply nothing that remained in order to return. V'lochein lo amru lo ta b'dvar mishnah chozer. And that's the reason that Rabbi Akiva didn't say that a toast with our mission was chazer, simply because there was nothing to return. But in general, if there was something to return, the case would be reversed and the item returned. So why is Rav Hamnuna asking from this case on Rav Sheshes? Now, we will see this in the Gemara itself. We asked, we'll read from the middle of the line, my komoisiv Rav Hamnuna l'Rav Sheshes mi Pora. Pora hare he'echila l'klovim v'lesa d'tahadir. The case of the cow, it was fed to the dogs by Rabbi Tarfon, so that therefore there was nothing to return. But if there was something to return, it might have been returned, just like Rav Sheshes said, so there's no question. Hochi ka'omar lei. Thusly, Rav Hamnuna was questioning. If it were so that in general a mistake, a ruling made against information found in Mishnayos, such rulings are not reversed, they stick. Alma komdina, we see therefore that the din, whatever ruling was stated, stays, and in the case of Rabbi Tarfon, his ruling of Trefa would remain. Hainu tokom mafchid Rabbi Tarfon, and that's what upset Rabbi Tarfon, creating a sense of urgency on his part to having a need to make compensation. In other words, because his ruling would be considered a ruling and sticking, Rabbi Tarfon was therefore fear struck that he would have to compensate. The Ka'amalei Ihu, and Rabbi Akiva consult him. Mumcha lebeisin ato v'ato potur milashalim. You are a legal expert, and as a result of that, you're exempt from paying. Elo I amris, but rather figures Rav Hamnuna, if you're going to go like Rav Sheshes said, that ta bedvar mishnah chozer, that a mistake against information found in Mishnayos is reversed, le mole Rabbi Akiva could have said to Rabbi Tarfon as follows, kevon de ilu havoi paro din cholav dina v'lo klum avdis. If the parah were still around, your ruling was of no significance. Hashtanami, now too, that the cow is not around. Nami lo klum avdis. What you said is nothing. Now, Rabbi Akiva didn't say that. So Rav Hamnuna figures in his questioning that since Rabbi Akiva didn't say that, it must be that Ta Bidvar Mishnah Eino Choser. And of course, the Gemara already offered its answer to Rabbi Akiva's supposed silence, in that he wasn't silent at all, in its answer that we saw above, Chada V'Oid Ko'omar. Continuing in the Gemara, we now see a diamonded name of Chista, and as we said before, we're continuing with the resolutions of the contradiction we saw at the beginning. We saw our Mishnah say that the tois in dine momenos is machzirin, and we saw another source that said masha osa osui. Rav Chista Omar kan shenotal venosan biyad. The Mishnah from Bechoros that said donas adin etc. and it said masha osa osui. That's a case where the judge did something or acted upon his ruling in a physical manner. Notal venosan, but he took from one and gave to the other physically. Kan our Mishnah that said, Machzirin, Shaloi, Notal, Venosan, Beyad. At this point, the Gemara is going to explain the Mishnah in Bechoros according to Rav Chista's approach. Rav Chista said that the Mishnah in Bechoros was Notal, Venosan, Beyad. Bishlamo, Chiev, Esazakai. This expression one can find in the Mishnah above by following or noting the asterisk at the upper part of the page. We have one over here and one 3 lines from the top where we saw the expression Chiev Esazakai, where the error was whereby the judge found guilty he who was really innocent. What does that mean, finding guilty in a physical fashion? In other words, the ruling of guilty was accompanied by a physical action of the judge. So that can be understood, says the Gemara, Bishlamo Chiev Esazakai, Kigoin Shenotal Venosan Bayad, where the judge took the money from he who really was innocent, but took money from him and gave it to the other party. He was thereby physically being mechayev, obligating he who really was innocent. Ela zika es hachayev hechi mishkachas law. But this expression was also found in the same source that Rav Chista explained as physical a physical action that backed up the ruling. What does that mean here to zika, find exempt he who is really guilty? How do you find that in a physical sense? The omare. We have a little aleph written in, and also on the in the space to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text, in a bowtie form. This is explained on the inside margin under the heading Mivneh, Shnei Pirushim, where we will see in our Gemara two explanations, Lezika Esachayev, a ruling of innocence of someone who really is guilty, Al Yedei Shenotal V'Nosan Beyad, through some kind of physical action, Kegishas Rav Chista, like Rav Chista's approach suggests. So the first explanation of Zika finding innocent in a physical way, how is that? Ti Omar Le Poter Ata. The judge said to someone who really is guilty, he says, you're innocent. So the Gemara asks the obvious question, V'ha lo notav v'nasan bayad. But there wasn't a physical action here. So the Gemara answers, Kevan Ti Omar Poter Ata. Since the judge expressly said you are exempt, it's as if a physical action was done. At this point in the Gemara, we encounter a bracketed section. Let us see the note we have regarding this at the point that you notice the double asterisk in the margin. Besocha sagraim ha-Gemara dona betirutzo shel Rav Chista le-Mishnah shelanu b'Sanhedrin. V'nish'ar b'kashya. Within the bracketed section, the Gemara will deal with Rav Chista's answer and remain with a difficulty. Acharei hasograim, Ravina mamshich im oid pirush la mishnah de b'choros al pi ha-hesber shel Rav Chisda. Ravino will offer another explanation for the Mishnah in Becharos, following the thought process, or following the logic offered by Rav Chisda before, namely, notal v'nosam b'yad. In the meantime, before we get to that approach, the approach of Ravina, we'll deal now with a question. And the length of this bracketed section is indicated by the length marker found to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text, the dashed, dotted line, going down the next omid approximately 6 lines from the top. So we now are going to read the Gemara straight through. Elo masnisen dekotoni. Dine momenus machzirin bein l'schus bein l'choiva. Our Mishnah that said that the case is reversed in the case of financial matters, whether it be l'schus, for benefit, or for obligation. Bishlamo l'schus mishkachas lo. I can see, says the Gemara, that a reversal of a verdict, lizchus, to now exempt, we can see that the Omar Le Meikora Chayavato Veloy Notal Venosan Biyad. The case is reversed, where initially the ruling was you are guilty, and no physical action took place. And as Rav Chisda explained before, that our mission is a case of lo notal v'nosam b'yad. There was simply a ruling with no physical action. Elo l'choivo hechi mishkachas lo. The case of a reversal to now find guilty. In other words, there was an initial ruling of innocent, which turned out to be mistaken. And the Mishnah says, we're machsir l'chova. We're now reverse that ruling to now find guilty or obligated. What is the case of machzirin? Well, it probably is the omar le poter ato, where initially there was a ruling of you're exempt, and now the ruling is you're guilty. Ah, but how can you give that answer? How can you explain thusly? V'amris, but you said just before, and we can see that where the arrow is found above as well, we have an arrow here, an arrow a few lines up, we just said before, kevan di omar le poter ato, once there is a ruling of you are exempt, it's as if a physical action took place, and when physical actions take place, we say Masha also v'shalem mibeso. That's how Rav Chisda explained the case found in the Mishnah Becharos. But we're trying to explain not Masha also v'shalem mibeso, but rather our Mishnah that says machzirin. The Gemara answers, Chado Kotoni. Our Mishnah does not feature two different cases, namely a Machzirin Lizchus and a separate case of Machzirin Lechova, but rather as follows. And we've presented in a frame the understanding of the Mishnah, even though it's not the actual Mishnah, but in our marking system, restatements of Tanakh sources we also feature in frames. Chado Kotoni, one case is featured, Dine Momenos, Machzirin Lizchus Shehi Choiva. That cases of financial matters, following, of course, Rav Chisda's ruling, that where there was no physical action, where we reverse the case, Lizchus, which turns out to be Chova. What does that mean? Let's take a look at Rashi. Umeshani, 3 lines from the bottom. Mashani chado katoni de la olam lechoivo ein machzirin me'achar shezikeu. That we will not reverse a case once there was a ruling of poter ato. We're not going to reverse such a case and now hold him obligated, because such a situation would be considered not tovenos abayad. Elo meshale mibeso. Umas nisen chado katoni. Our Mishnah is teaching only one case. Machzirin hadavar lizchuso shelze. A case can be reversed to exempt someone im chayvuhu tchila, if he at the outset was found guilty, v'lo nosu v'nosnu biyad, and no physical action followed that original ruling of you are obligated or you are guilty, machzirin l'schuso, such a case can be reversed to find him innocent. Shul choivoso shel chavero, the result of that will be the obligation of the fellow litigant, she mechayven oso lahachzir mashegova, because as a result of this, he will have to pay back that which he originally collected based on the erroneous ruling. Well, that having been said, our Mishnah also discussed dinei nefoshos. So our Mishnah, according to this approach, is really chado kotoni. How do we continue learning the Mishnah in a balanced fashion? In other words, applying this approach now to the case of dinei nefoshos. The kavasagabi nefoshos machzirin lizchus v'ein machzirin l'choiva. What does that mean? So we have, in this case, we have a contrast between zchus, where we say aleph. We have noted at the bottom of the omid aleph, we have aleph is machzirin lizchus and not machzirin l'chova. So machzirin lizchus equals zchus greitza, where originally a person was found guilty, will reverse the case and say he is innocent. Rashi at the top says, "Chus greitzo, shehi zechus lo v'eino choiva lebal dino, kagon chilu Shabbos o eshes ish." Capital cases concerning Shabbos violations or acts of immorality, where the reversal of the decision is not to the detriment of a fellow litigant, because there is no fellow litigant. There was only one defendant concerning a Shabbos violation or an issue of immorality. So that's the simple. That's machzirin l'schus. The Mishnah also said v'ein machzirin l'choiva. So now, following the explanation that we used in the case of dinei momonos, which said machzirin. The mission that said machzirin le schus shehi chova will have to be explained in a similar fashion here. The Mishnah says on dinei nefoshos ein machzirin lechova would have to mean equals lizchus shehi chova. So ein machzirin lechova would mean we don't reverse a case to exempt someone that would be a chova. What does that mean, to be a chova? Chov say deman. Whose obligation? Whose detriment? Holo kashya. That isn't a difficulty. We can explain the chova word. Chov say the goyel hadam. To the detriment of the nearest of kin. Let's give a little bit of background. In the case of In a murder case where a murder took place, even in the event of an inadvertent murder, it's called Rotzeach B'Shogeg, the Torah provides for the nearest of kin of the deceased to himself take revenge and kill the murderer. Now, let us say that a mistake in justice took place, an erroneous ruling took place. We say that we're not going to machzir lizchus shehi chova, which would mean that we're not going to rule the murderer who was ruled incorrectly as guilty. We're not going to rule him as innocent, because if we rule him as innocent, then that will deprive the Goel Hadam of what he was able to do otherwise. The Gemara finds this terribly amazing. Mishum choyvsei the Goel Hadam, because of our concern of not causing a detriment to the nearest of kin, Katlino and Le Lahai, are we going to execute this really innocent man? So how in the world could it possibly be that Ein Machzir and Lechova would mean that we're not Machzir, we're not going to reverse Lizchus, to find innocent a man who is, we now know, is really innocent, because it will cause the detriment to the other guy, to the Goel Hadam. V'oid, and a further difficulty with this approach, the approach of Chado Kotoni that Rav Chisda used to explain our Mishnah. In other words, when dealing with the Reisha of the Mishnah, where the earlier, the case of Dine Momenus, and we said that it was the Mishnah that said, our Mishnah actually said, Dine Momenus Machzir Bein L'Schus Bein L'Chova. If you are explaining that to mean Chado Kotoni, that Dine Momenus Machzirin L'Schus Shehi Chova, that someone who originally had to pay money and paid it to the fellow litigant is now reversed so that he is not obligated to pay and he gets his money back, and we said he gets his money back from the fellow litigant, which is the Chova Lazeh. How can you say Chado Kotoni, though, that it's one case? The Mishnah uses the term Bein L'Schus, Bein L'Chova, which indicates they're two separate cases. And that's what is meant by this question, V'od my Bein Bein. What is meant by the use of that word in the case of Dine Momenus? Kashya. This poses a difficulty to Rav Chisda's approach to that phrase of the Mishnah. Ravina Omar. Rashi points out, and the words of Rashi will serve to bolster our entire approach to the marking system, and specifically to the use of the brackets. Notice the Rashi, Ravina, Mehader le'ukume le'tirutze de Rav Chisda. Ravina is attempting here to reestablish Rav Chisda's answer, the Masnisin. Rav Chisda said that our Mishnah, which said Machzirin, was Kishaloi Nosa V'Nosa B'Yad. V'don Es Hadin, the Mishnah B'choros, was talking Kishinosa V'Nosa B'Yad. Udekashiloch, and then we raise the problem, Ziko Esachayov, the case of finding innocent, he who really is guilty, my Nosa V'Nosan B'Yad Ika. What example could possibly be offered to explain a ruling of innocence that's accompanied by some kind of physical action on the part of the judges? Rashi parallels what the Gemara will say, but we can first learn it in the Rashi. Rashi says, Kegoin shehoya loy mashkoin latoyveya min hanitba. There was a lender who was trying to collect a debt, and he had a mashkon, he had some collateral that he received from the borrower, from the nitba, from the one being sought out for payment. Vezika hadayan esaloyve, and the dayan ruled that the borrower was innocent, was not obligated, namely Zika Esachayev, when he really is obligated to pay this debt. The Omar Loi Poterata, and the Dayan initially ruled that the borrower is exempt. The Notal Hamashko Miad Hamalve, and the Dayan physically took the collateral that was in the hands of the lender, the Yechziru Lalove, and restored it to the Love. So we see here a ruling of Zika Esachayev, a ruling of innocent, of non-obligated, he who really is obligated, accompanied by a physical action, namely the taking of the collateral incorrectly by the judge, from the removing the collateral from the lender and giving it back to the borrower, which he shouldn't have done. Now we turn back to the Gemara. Ravina Omar, Kegoin, Shohaya, Loi, Biyodoi, Mashkoin. The case of Zika Esachayev, as was mentioned in the Mishnah of Bechoros, and we explained there Mashalsa also the Mishali Beveso, because it was accompanied by a physical act. It was a case like we said before, Shehoyo Loi Biyodo, the Malva had a Mashkon that he received from the Lova, from the borrower, V'notlo Mimenu, and the Dayan, the judge, physically took the collateral from the Malva and gave it to the Lova. Continuing in explaining the Mishnah in Bechoros, that was that ruled Masha also Bishambi basically because a physical action took place. Time Esator, what does that mean? That the judge ruled as impure, as Tome, that which really is still pure, and that is a ruling accompanied by a physical act. The Agi Be Sheretz, the judge, when ruled, when his ruling initially was one of Time, he took a Sheretz. It's a type of creature that when dead, conveys Tuma, and he touched the produce, he touched the Sheretz, he placed the Sheretz on the produce, thereby rendering a Tome. Tier es a Tome, ruling something to be Tor when in fact it's Tome, how do you do that with a physical action? Answer, She'ir von bein peirosov. He took the food items, let's say the fruits that he ruled as tohar, and he threw them in with other tohar fruits, when in fact those fruits were not tohar, they were not pure in the first place. Dine nefoshos v'chulei. Before we continue, let us glance at the topic heading we have on the outside margin. Mekoros shemachzirin l'schus v'lo l'choiva b'dine nefoshos chutz mimesis. We're going to see now sources for the following, for the general topic being that we can reverse a decision if the reversal results in innocence, but not a reversal that would result in guilt. In capital cases, besides the realm of Mesis, which is an exception, Golios, these are cases involving going into exile to the Ir Miklat in the case of inadvertent murders, and Malkios, cases involving lashings. Then in all of these cases, the same rule will apply, that if a mistake was made, we can reverse the decision, the verdict, if the reversal results in innocence and not guilt. Tana Rabbana, minayin liyotzei mibeis din chayav, v'yomar echad, yesh li l'lamed olav schus. From where do we know that someone who left basin with a ruling of guilt, and someone said, I have information that would exempt him. Minayin shemachzirino. So from where do we know that we return the case? Tama lomar, noki al taharoig. Rashi says, noki. Mashma min hachet, that he's innocent from the sin. V'yafapishin is chayav b'din, even though the court had ruled him guilty. So the pasuk says, Noki, the one who is truly innocent from the sin, don't kill him. Ominayin liyotzei mibezin zakai v'yomer echad, yesh li lilameid olav chova. From where do we know that someone who left the court with a verdict of guilt? Let us say that again. Let's correct ourselves. That he left with a verdict of innocence, and someone said, "I have information that would lead to his guilt." Minayin she'ein machzir noso. From where do we know that we don't return him to the court? Namely, that once he was ruled innocent, that's it. The ruling of innocence sticks, even though factually there may be guilt. Talmud Lomar tzadik al tarog. And Rashi explains tzadik means someone who left the court with a ruling of innocence, even though he might, in effect, not be innocent. But nevertheless, it says, Tzadik al Taharog. The Gemara continues, Amar of Simi bar Ashi, V'chilufa l'mesis. The opposite is the case when it comes to a mesis. This is a person who attempts to convince others to go astray, particularly to go astray in the realm of Avodah Zarah, in the realm of idol worship, to leave the fold and go serve idols. Dichtiv, the pasuk says, Lo sachmoil velo sechase olav, have no compassion for him. Therefore, when someone was found guilty in a court through because of his being guilty of mesis, that's it. We don't have the case returned. Rav Kahana Masni, Rav Kahana teaches the same halacha from a different pasuk, miki horog targenu. Bo mine Rabbi Zera me Rav Sheshes, chayve golios mai. With regard to someone who is found guilty of inadvertent murder and therefore sentenced to go to one of the cities of refuge, the Orei Miklat, will then those kind of cases be treated the same as Dinei Nefoshos, which states that Machzirin Lischus Vein Machzirin Lechova? So the Gemara answers, Asya Rotzeach Rotzeach, through word comparison, through Xerah Shava between the topics of murderer and Chayev Golios, the same rule will apply. Chayve Malkios, my, what about cases involving a punishment of lashing? Asya Rosha Rosha. Likewise, with word comparison between these topics, we will say the same ruling will apply to Chayve Malkios, that Machzirin Lischus Vein Machzirin Lechoiva. Tanya Nami Hochi. We have a Tanaic source supporting this. Chayve Golios Minayin. From where do we know that people guilty, found guilty of inadvertent murder, and hence sentenced to cities of refuge, that the above ruling applies? Asya Roseach Roseach. Chayve Malkios Minayin. Asya Rosha Rosha. Asya means there comes forth the word comparison, and thereby linking up the different topics. V'ein Machzirin Lechoiva. Omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. The rule that we said that in capital cases we're not going to reverse the case in favor of a guilt ruling, a guilty verdict, that is provided that the original mistake was in a topic that is not found explicitly in verses, in psukim. The reference here to tzedukim is a reference to those people who accepted the scriptural Torah, the Torah Shebiksav, and rejected the Torah Shebaal Peh. Therefore, the rule of Ein Machzirin Lechova would be provided that it's a mistake. The mistake was made concerning something that's a non-Posek, namely something that's part of the of Droshes Chazal. However, Avol, Ta'a, Bedover, Shatzdukin, Modembo, however, if the mistake that was made originally by the court was a mistake concerning something that even the tzedukim would admit to, namely a mistake concerning that which is found in psukim, such a ruling could be reversed, even if it's going to be reversed to find a new ruling of guilt, because that is zil kri be ravhu. This is an expression meaning go and learn it yourself. In other words, it's something that you can find in psukim, and therefore those are chozer even lechova. Bo minei Rabbi Chiya bar Abba mi Rabbi Yochanan. Ta benoyef v'noyefes mahu. What about a mistake concerning a ruling involving immorality? Is that something that's of a scriptural nature or not? Omar lei. So Rabbi Yochanan answers Rabbi Chiya. Ademoikdoch yakid zil koitz korach v'tzoli. That's an expression. Let us take a look at Rashi, how he deals with that. Ad demoikdach yakid koitz korach v'tzoli, ba'oid sha'esh delekes, while the fire is still burning, ketzotz deluin, cut a deluin vegetable, shelcha, your deluin, v'tzalei oison, and roast it on the fire. What is meant by this expression? Klomar, ba'oid sha'ta oisek b'shmaitzach, while you're still involved in this particular topic, tain leiv lahavin ulahoisif lekach. So concentrate and add. Sharei shamata mimeni, you heard already from me. Ta bedaber shasukin moedin mochoser. A mistake concerning something that is of a scriptural nature can be reversed, even if the new ruling will be one of guilt. The high, this topic of noyef and oefes, those acting immorally, dover shatzdukin modin bohu, those are topics that are found in explicit form in the verses. The Gemara continues, Itmar nami, Omer Rabbi Ami, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, ta'a benoyef chozer, a mistake concerning immorality can be reversed even if it's a reversal for guilt. Elohechi domi ein chozrin. So, what could possibly be meant by the case of the Mishnah that says in Dinei Nefoshos, we said chozrin l'schus, machzirin l'schus, v'ein machzirin l'chova in all cases of Dinei Nefoshos? And Rashi explains that what the Gemara is asking here, that by the Mishnah saying Dinei Nefoshos, it's including all cases of Dinei Nefoshos, even cases of arayas, of immorality. So if you're saying that Noyef and Noefes are cases that are found in the scriptures, which seem to be that cases of Arias are reversed under all conditions. But the Mishnah doesn't indicate that. The Mishnah says that there are cases, or the Mishnah certainly implies that there are cases of immorality, of Arias, that are not reversed, L'chova, which in other words means there are cases of immorality that are not covered by explicit verses, even though they may be violations of laws of immorality. Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kegoin, Shetoa, Shaloi Kedarka. Rashi explains over here, Kegon Shetoha Dayan, Vezika Benoyef Benoefes, Shalo Kedarka. A judge ruled as innocent a couple that were forbidden to one another, and they were practicing their immorality in a Shalo Kedarka fashion. In other words, their act of intimacy was conducted in an unusual fashion, without getting into specific details. The lo meforesh chiyuve behedya, the guilt of such form of acts of intimacy, are not found explicitly in the psukim. The rabbanon yalfi lo, the rabbanon learn that such acts are considered a capital offense, mimishkevei isha, from that expression, that mishkevei is a plural expression, shnei mishkafois, two types of lying together. And the two types, one is a reference to the normal fashion that couples conduct their intimacy. That is considered zil kri beirav. However, the unusual act, the Rashi says, v'ein hatzdukim modem bo, that tzdukim don't look at the word mishkevei, the plural form, as serving to include the unusual form of intimacy. And as a result of that, let us say a couple was ruled as innocent, even though they violated their forbidden couple, of course, and they conducted their intimacy in the unusual fashion. Truth of the matter is, they're guilty. But since the ruling was issued of innocence, such a ruling is not reversed because it's a davar she'ein hatzdukin moedin boy. Dinei momenus hakol v'chulei, and the Mishnah said, dinei nefoshos hakol melamdin zchus v'ein hakol melamdin choyva. The Gemara explains, hakol equals the word hakol in the Mishnah said, everyone is malamed zechus, ve'afilu edim. Even the edim can bring proofs of innocence. The Gemara now raises a question that lasts a few lines. It's indicated by the long question marking to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. Nemo masnisin Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda hi v'lo rabbanan. Can we suggest that our Mishnah will follow Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda alone and not the rabbanan, making the Mishnah ishitas yochid desanya? The pasuk says, the Tanaic source features a pasuk, v'eid echod lo yane benefesh, bein l'schus bein l'chova. A witness cannot offer information other than, of course, his original testimony, whether it be to serve to prove innocence or guilt. Rabbi Yosi Yehuda Omer, oina l'schus, v'ein oina l'choiva, that a witness can offer a raya, can offer information that would serve to exempt, but not to prove guilt. That having been said, we see that a witness as one of those who offers information of innocence, this possibility exists only within Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, but not according to the Rabbanan. Rav Popa explains that the hakol of the Mishnah is not talking about witnesses. Om Rav Popa, be'echod min hatamidim v'divrei hakol. Our Mishnah says that hakol could be malamed tzchus in dinei nefoshos. The word hakol of the Mishnah that was found in the whole section of the Mishnah, dinei momenes hakol are malamdin tzchus and melamdin chova, and by dinei nefoshes they're melamed zchus and not chova. The word hakol includes the students that were sitting in the presence of the court, even though they weren't members of the court. And as such, the Mishnah could fit into all opinions. As far as the role of a witness in this capacity, that is a Tanaic controversy, but that was not the topic of the word hakol featured in our Mishnah. Hence, our Mishnah works out according to all opinions. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.